For a while, work as a journalist in a war zone was everything Knight Ridder News Service reporter Hannah Alam had expected. But insurgents added a dimension to the coverage of this war that veterans almost never see, the journalist as a target.
My 26th birthday party was perfect. Stars glittered over the Baghdad Hotel, where I blew out the candles on a cake decorated by my four closest Iraqi friends. We stayed up until the dawn call to prayer rang from a nearby mosque, telling stories and debating the future of a country I'd grown to cherish. A year later, only one of those friends is still alive. The patio where they sing Happy Birthday in Arabic is empty because foreign guests are afraid of snipers and mortars. Baghdad has never been tougher for journalists. At least 36 have been killed covering this war, and everyone seems to know someone who's been taken hostage. Word of new abductions actually brings guilty relief. Thank God it wasn't me. I first came to Baghdad in July of 2003, sweltering days when at least the targets were clear. American troops were attacked, reporters just wrote about it. Hopping in the car as the sun rose over the Tigris River, we felt like explorers. Mythical places became three-dimensional as we arrived in Babylon and Nineveh, Najaf and Karbala. We thrilled at covering the most important story in the world. Then there's Iraq's incredible diversity. We've met Kurdish wedding musicians trying out a new keyboard, marsh Arabs zipping by on narrow boats, Iranian pilgrims ecstatic in ornate shrines, foreign guerrillas hiding among lush orchards. This is the Iraq I wanted to show our readers. But by last autumn, insurgents had improved their bomb-making skills and organized themselves into sophisticated cells. Their targets came to include foreign journalists and the Iraqis working alongside. Two of my Iraqi friends, the ones from my birthday party, were shot to death at point-blank range as they drove home one night. 2 weeks later, American soldiers opened fire on the third friend, an Iraqi television reporter, as he sped to the scene of a mortar attack. His last gasps were broadcast on live TV. I couldn't work for weeks. The fourth friend left Iraq after receiving death threats. We've been lucky at Knight Ridder. No one's been killed or seriously injured. Our American and Iraqi correspondents have been shot at countless times, arrested by a renegade police force, taken hostage by militiamen, and burned by red-hot shrapnel. Some of my colleagues have left, their blonde hair and pale skin too inviting for militants out hunting foreigners. Other reporters plan to move inside the Green Zone, the American compound that protects you from the people you came to cover. We rely more on our Iraqi staff members, courageous friends who more easily navigate the world outside the hotel walls. My mother begs me to come home. Her Oklahoma accent sounds foreign from so far away as she tries to persuade me. Darling, enough is enough. There is no honor in having your head chopped off, no honor in dying that way. But American soldiers, 138,000 of them, are still here. There are 26 million Iraqis desperately seeking security and elected leaders. There are still so many stories to be told. I just turned 27. With the war still raging and the heartbreaking absence of my four Iraqi friends, there seemed little to celebrate. Still, several journalist colleagues sent me inspirational messages laced with the gallows humor of our trade. One wrote, "Keep your head up and on." I'll try.
Hannah Alam is Baghdad Bureau Chief for the Knight Ridder News Service.